In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
You know what the soothsayer said? When the Florida Panthers beat the Bruins in Game 7 and came back from 3-1 down against the greatest regular season team in history, this team's going to win the cup, and I'm going to bet them in every game. 8-1. I'm so awesome.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
In some markets, if you had a guy catch fire in June, it might be too late. If somebody catches fire in NL MVP in June and Ronald Acuna is still awesome, it doesn't matter that the guy did that. Ronald Acuna is just on top of the mountain and that guy's not even close to the summit.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
I'm glad that we still have the Florida Panthers. Good stuff in the open for me, betting the Florida Panthers in every game, because yesterday in the NBA Finals was a total disaster for yours truly. So we'll leave with the good stuff and maybe bury the bad a little bit.
Right.
Or I'll just
and
say
we'll
it.
We'll retire that Acuna here. One too. We probably got to retire that Acuna one as Freddie Freeman is on quite a 2-week little tear here, and has I think maybe like should be the favorite to win the award. His prices are going to start like they've already been plummeting. The plummeting will continue. So that's but both of those, it's possible when we get through game one of the Stanley Cup final, both of those sound bites will have to be retired as quickly as possible. We'll see.
Well, I think the good news is I like the Yankees tonight. I like the Yankees in the series this weekend against the Dodgers. Maybe like Cole and Severino or Herman could kind of cool them off a little bit. We'll see what happens this weekend in Los Angeles. Great interleague series with the Yankees and the Dodgers. And yes, I will say I am nervous about the Florida Panthers. Very nervous about the South Florida teams here after last night. We'll talk about the game. A lot to get into from the Heat and the Nuggets. It is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. Awesome to be here with you on the BetQL Network. Every game 7. No hot take BS on the show. We'll bring you the bets and we'll bring you the sports. We're coming to you live today from the usual spots. Odyssey.com and the app. BetQLNetwork.com and the app. Radio stations nationwide as part of the BetQL Network. We're on YouTube at youtube.com/Odyssey Sports and on Twitch at twitch.tv/BetQL. Ken and I are here bringing you the wagertainment up until 7 o'clock Eastern. We're talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by BetMGM, the king of sports books. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. The show also brought to you by BetQL with all the tools you need to take down the sports books. BetQL.com and the BetQL app. On this phenomenal Friday, June 2nd, 2023. Our show is on Twitter at You Better You Bet. I'm on Twitter and the gram at The Costos. Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson. And on this phenomenal Friday, we're going to bring you two tremendous guests. Our pal Dennis Bernstein's going to stop by from the fourth period, Sirius XM NHL Radio, to talk the Florida Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights, all things betting on the Stanley Cup Finals, who's going to win and how many games, who's going to win the Conn Smythe. Maybe get some thoughts from Dennis on some of the recent coaching hires and like GM movements in the National Hockey League as well. Dennis Bernstein joins us in hour number two. And then our good friend Joey Knish, baby, for a veritable potpourri buffet of sports betting topics with the great Joey Knish, pro sports bettor of the Hammer HQ. Can't wait to welcome Knish to the show on this phenomenal Friday. Plus, badass basketball betting breakdown is coming up in moments here. The Nuggets taking game one of the NBA Finals and covering the spread. And I guess, like, I bet the Heat, and I guess the Nuggets probably deserve to cover the spread, but the Heat made it interesting at the end. It's a really annoying endgame for Miami. Anyway, Denver wins, Denver covers, Denver the better team last night, obviously. What do we make of that game? How are we betting game two? Any series bets now with the Nuggets up 1-0? We're going to tell you about all of it. Also, what can the month of May tell us about who's going to win the World Series in Major League Baseball? Your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley, is going to share that coming up in hour number two. In hour number three, eight buckets. We'll continue to talk NFL win totals, try and see if we can get some valuable bets unearthed here as we go through schedules for various teams. Eight buckets in hour number three here on a phenomenal Friday. And then Power Hour, final hour, featuring all our bets for tonight. We'll give you Stanley Cup final bets coming up for tomorrow. Game one in Vegas with the Panthers and the Golden Knights. Major League Baseball bets. I got a couple of Major League Baseball series bets for the weekend that I'm excited to talk about. We got a lot to do here. A lot going on. We're locked and loaded. Phenomenal Friday. Ken Barkley, how's it going?
Good. And Ben, we'll be following throughout the show and tonight, and have already been following the NCAA baseball tournament, which has a rousing opening day that's like really just getting started. So many games left to play. Every team will play today. It's like kind of a funny setup where you could ideally, if you really don't want to play Monday, but ideally you're playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then if you have to play like a Monday deciding game to see who gets to the Super Regional, that's like kind of where we are. So there are 9 college baseball games currently going on right now. 2 have already ended, and we have one in a rain delay too. We'd have even more right now, and like another window set to kick off, set to have first pitch at 3:00 Eastern. So like a ton of top teams in action. And rather than just be like, this team beat this team, like, did anything interesting happen in the first round of the games? So, well, the first interesting thing that happened is the team that we/I bet to win, Virginia, played 8. I mean, they were always going to win this game, but they're up 15-1 in the ninth inning. They're going to win and advance to the winner's round in the region. So they'll be 1-0 in a double elimination tournament, which is always great. They'll play the winner of East Carolina and whoever East Carolina plays coming up later. And then like a couple kind of interesting games going on right now. Clemson, who was the hottest team in the country coming into the tournament, is only up 1 in the sixth inning against Lipscomb, which I would say is pretty surprising. Indiana State, who is a 1-seed host, is losing to Wright State in the 8th inning. So they would drop to the loser's bracket, be a game away from being eliminated in a home regional. That happens to a few teams every year. That'd be one. And the Camels, who got a lot of run on the show the last few days. Campbell, number one offense in the country, hit a ton of home runs. They are in what I would call like the dramatic game moment of the day right now. If people want to flip over to, I think this is the ACC network because NC State's playing.
Yep.
NC State up 3-1 in the sixth, but Campbell has the bases loaded and 2 outs, down 2 runs in what is probably going to be a really important game for whether they get out of this region or not. So we got some stuff going on. Most important for me, Virginia won. And there's one last note, because I just think this stuff's so interesting. LSU is getting set to, they're one of the other pre-tournament favorites. I was just talking to somebody about this. They have chosen, so obviously you have really a couple pitchers you can go between for who you want to start in the first game. And a lot of teams will line up, okay, like, can we get through this? Like, are we a huge favorite? Let's pitch the bad pitcher and then like save the ace for maybe the next game when we're going to play a really good team tomorrow. Virginia did not play their best pitcher today, for example. LSU has like the best pitcher in the country, almost like one of the top 3 pitchers in the country. The guy's like the number 5 prospect, I think, or something. And they're playing Tulane in a like game that starts in about 5 minutes. And they're pitching him today against Tulane. And I got like 3 notes from people, and including one just before the game started, like they're pitching, I don't know how to pronounce it, Skeens maybe is his name, Paul Skeens or something. There's like, they're pitching Skeens? Like, what are they doing? And they play, this is actually important for if you bet the bets we gave out yesterday, because LSU and Oregon State are in the same region. And if LSU burns this guy today and he and Oregon State play tomorrow, and LSU and Oregon State, they don't have to face him, which is like a huge deal. So it's like, this guy's awesome. So it was, it's pretty cool. It's been a pretty cool day of college baseball so far. That's kind of like, it's kind of just where we're at right now. And I'm trying to follow as much of it as possible.
Now, as far as the individual game bets go, not been great for me so far. I bet UConn against Texas Tech. I bet UConn. Okay. They lost Texas Tech 3-2.
Did somebody give out UConn on the show? Why did you bet UConn?
I think Colin said he really liked UConn just like overall, and I just wanted action, so I bet them.
Got it.
So I bet them. I bet. Let me see here. Let me go down the list.
Because I didn't bet like any. So when you're like, they've been going really badly, I'm like, I don't even know what the games are. Like, what's been going badly?
I bet Northeastern. They're down 6-2 to Maryland in the bottom of the eighth. I think Colin liked Northeastern also. This is not me blaming him. This has been
well. No, but I'd love to know. Love to know where the stuff came from. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Colin definitely liked those two. Because I wrote them down while he was on. Is that it?
Or what do you have going on right now? Dallas Baptist losing 8-5 to Washington, and that's the well. To be fair, that is.
I have a future there. I don't have a game bet. I have a future on Dallas.
Well, Baptist, but that's the Stillwater. That's the Oklahoma State one where Colin said every over, no matter what, and they already have 13 in the seventh inning. That's that game. So that was like where he's like, oh, all the games of that region go over. And Oklahoma State plays later. That's the other game in that region. They play tonight at 7 o'clock. If you want like another over, I guess, that he likes. So I know that was a trend that I know he hammered when he came on the show as well, which is it's just interesting to see it play out this way. But we got a bunch of games like about, well, the threes you're probably not. I was going to say, like, you probably just want to hop back in here again, right? Like, I don't have a lot for you, but okay.
I would love to.
Let's give us a Jake. You got anything in what we got at 5 o'clock? Stanford. I mean, Florida plays at 5:30. What's the spread on that? -17.5 runs, something like that.
They're minus 6.5 in the game.
Yeah, lay it. Yeah. So, I mean, just like it's a pretty big mismatch.
We have Stanford. Yeah. It's Stanford, San Jose State. There's no money line even offered.
Right.
I think that's it for the 5 o'clocks.
Yeah, there's a 5 and a 5:30. You got Tennessee at 6. They'll be a huge favorite. Alabama 7 is a huge favorite. Going to be like the 7 o'clock window. You'll be able to bet a ton of things. Maybe some totals. Maybe I'll shoot you some stuff in the chat.
You want
to throw some stuff in? You want to bet UNC against Iowa? That's a fun game. That's like Texas Tech, UConn in terms of just like a 2-3 where you could see either team winning and not really sure what's going to happen. Campbell did not score, by the way. So the Camels and their potent, high-flying offense – unable to get over the hump, if you will. They're down 3-1 still going to the seventh inning.
So some would say they're thirsty for runs. They have like 11 hits in the game and one run. This is shaping up to be a brutal loss for the Camels.
It is. I only emphasize it because it's just like, man, like everybody liked this team. I don't
Everyone
have NC State
them.
Or anything. Everyone liked them, and this would be a tough. It'd be a tough opener. So we'll see. I mean, I don't have a dollar on them. I don't even care if they get eliminated, I guess, because I don't think I have anything in that region. Like, who else is in? I got Campbell's region is all the way down here. NC State, yeah, South Carolina. It's actually, yeah, it doesn't really matter because Florida is going to, if Florida wins their region, they will play the winner of this region and Florida will win. So that doesn't really matter. That's what will happen.
So I'm laying 6.5 here with the Gators.
I just think it would be fun. I want them to. I mean, I'm going to be rooting for them to win every game 100-0. So you and I will be on the same side of that one. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I would love for Northeastern come back here. Otherwise, not a great start to the college baseball tournament.
I forgot all these teams. You're like you bet. So you were just on like because when you think baseball hotbeds in the world of college baseball, I think New England. That's what I think. Let's bet Connecticut and Northeastern. Is BU playing later?
Colin liked UConn. Jake liked Northeastern. And again, like,
when's Merrimack playing? Like, they up next?
It's their fault. It's like they know a lot more than I do. And like, I wanted action. So there you go.
Yeah.
And that Worcester was it. They were early games.
I think they're in the nightcap. Yeah.
It's right. And it just follows what's been just like, I mean, God, like last night was freaking railroading.
Were you in the pit of misery last night with the game? I mean, that was always possible. Yeah.
Was I in the like no because like I choose not to like be in the pit of misery anymore.
Right.
Like I guess like
you were in an actual pit in Zelda. You fell into a pit probably in Breath of the Wild at some point. Yeah.
Like listen, like I'm getting married in a couple weeks. Like I my life is good. I'll have nights where I lose. I also have nights where I win. I try not like to get like too down or too up from the stuff. Football kind of like drives me a little nuts because I'm so invested, not just financially with bets but with fantasy, and also I really like it and it's really important to people, so that will put me in the pit of misery. Also, I was in the pit of misery the first couple days of the NCAA tournament. That was also a pit of misery. But I mean, it was annoying. Like I had Caleb Martin's point over. Like I guess it's more like funny than anything.
Yeah, Struess is over.
What are you gonna do
about that for fun? Yeah, it's
I mean, that under is like the greatest bet of the millennium, considering he didn't make one shot in the game.
Yeah.
Butler's points over. I mean, that was just like they
scored 93 points. Yeah. I mean, if you had overs last night for them, unless you had Bam, he's he had to have been the only player that went over his points prop. Bam had to be.
Haywood Highsmith didn't have a points prop listed.
He didn't have a points prop listed. It probably would have been like
four. He was the best player. He was the best player on the court for Miami besides for Bam.
I guess, and that'll be really interesting. I mean, this is not like a handicapping angle, but just like doesn't he have to play even though Tyler Hero's coming back?
He was really good. He was awesome, and he was like he gave them energy, and he was making shots at the end of the game. He almost backdoored the game single handedly at the end.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this, and you know, like the conversation. Well, we'll do this in the next segment also, and when we talk about the game, you know, we had been saying if Tyler Hero comes back, even when he comes back, like is it good for Miami? Like, should they want him to come back? I think after last night, like if this is what it's going to be, and Strus is going to be bad, and you know, Caleb Martin's going to shoot like that, and maybe they'll shoot better, and they missed a ton of open shots. I kind of feel like they need him. Like they might need Tyler.
Yeah, it's almost like can't hurt. Right. It's almost like, well, like you look like
crap. Can't be worse.
Right. Let's play anybody. Right? Play anybody else. Yeah. It was just a tough game. And we'll kind of go over it. The betting for me, why the over? Like, it wasn't like last night was a giant check mark. But then I thought I was going to be 0-2 because I remember after I bet this, I like looked at it and I go, should I bet more on this? And I didn't. But I was like, man, the price is really good. The triple double plus the Nuggets win. Jokic triple double and the Nuggets win. Like, you take like a huge money line and make it plus money. And it's like the best player who averages a triple double and then his team to win plus money. I was like, all right. And man, that 10th rebound, he was looking for it the entire quarter. He played like the whole second half until he got it.
Yeah.
I mean, we were down to the wire, nine rebounds. And then finally, like on every miss, and you're like tracking rebounds is the worst in the NBA finals where you're just like, please go to him. Please. Like, I don't want to do this. And finally got number 10, crowd cheers, everything, take him out of the game and booked a win on that one, thankfully. So up a little bit and got lucky, but was really happy that he got that 10th rebound right at the end.
Also, and not Nikola Jokic, but Nikola Jovic, I feel like should have to answer to the Supreme Court for what he did on the Heat final possession.
For your Supreme Court, at least.
I mean, just like, hey, buddy, like, can we get a shot up here instead of dribbling it out of bounds?
Hey, buddy.
Jerk. Badass basketball betting breakdown. All our thoughts from game one, and we're spinning it forward coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.